Duffy's Tavern, where he'll eat meat to eat. Archie DeMange speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, a big radio star. Well, tell me, what's your favorite program on Sunday? The Chicago Round Table. Well, this guy's built along the same lines. The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah, looks something like Mrs. Duffy. Except she ain't got a mustache. What? Well, then he looks exactly like Mrs. Duffy. What? Oh, just turkey gravy, huh? Well, maybe she'll wash it off over the weekend. What? Yeah, our new singer, Bob Graham, is still packing him in. Oh, sure. How he wows the dames. Yep, he's got them fainting even before they eat. Duffy, I think we ought to build a whole floor show around the kid. Well, you know the old proverb, Duffy. If you own a better rat, you should build a better rat trap. You agree with me, huh? Swell. And now, about the money, Duffy. It'll cost about... Hello? We'll get the dough someplace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, our singer Bob Graham, Reet Beat Reeves and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, the Great Gildersleeve, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
So you see, Eddie, we star Bob Graham in his floor show. Naturally, we'll have to expand the joint, knock out the back wall. We'll build a revolving stage.
No, just build a stage. See, to most of our customers, it'll look like it's revolving anyhow. Say, Mr. Archie, who's going to pay for all this?
Well, Eddie, I've been thinking. A smart businessman like Gildersleeve might be interested in such a show.
Has he got money?
Eddie, has he got... You don't acquire a corporation like that without capital. Yeah, Eddie, I think I can get Gildersleeve to back us. You know, become our angel.
Yeah. Any angel that backs that show of yours better straighten up and fly right.
What are you talking, Eddie? With a good floor show here, this joint will make a fortune. Hundreds. Thousands. Millions.
Navigator to pilot, let's switch to oxygen.
Pilot to navigator, shut up or you'll be looking for another job.
Roger. Yeah, well, who's going to be in this floor show besides Bob Graham?
Well, Eddie, just got a terrific idea.
You have, huh?
Yep, just popped out of my head. Absolutely fresh.
Why shouldn't it be? It's vacuum-packed.
Yeah. Now, get this, Eddie. We do the whole show with new faces.
What new faces?
Well, there's a lot of them around here. Take me. Maybe you don't know, Eddie, but beneath my drab ulterior beats a dearth of talent. And take you. You can sing. I bet you'd be a sensation this floor show.
No, I ain't got no talent.
Ah, listen, Eddie. Take it from me. You got just as much talent as I have.
Oh, don't rub it in. I just admitted it.
Now, Eddie, all you need is a little work.
Oh, Arch.
Hi, Finnegan, what are you laughing at?
I got a hole in the bottom of me shoe.
So what?
The shortest here tickles me feet.
Well, put on some calluses and you won't notice it. By the way, Finnegan, I was just telling Eddie here I'm looking for new faces.
The new faces?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care what people say. Keep the one you got. It's good and
no,
I like it. No.
This is for a floor show, Finnegan. Can you do any kind of an act?
Doc? Oh, you forget I come from an old theatrical family. Still, I can do my mother's old act. She taught it to me.
Your mother's old act?
Yeah, but you got to help me with it.
Okay, what do I do?
Well, look, while I walk slowly up and down the stage, you holler... Take it off! And I start...
Finnegan! Hey, wait a minute. Quiet, fellas. Here comes Miss Duffy. Oh, yeah. Now, look, don't nobody mention a new floor show or she'll want to sing in it, okay?
Okay.
Remember, Finnegan, not a word about the floor show.
Don't worry, Arch, not a word.
Hello, Archie.
Hello, Miss Duffy.
How are you, Eddie?
Fine, Miss Duffy.
Hello, Finnegan.
Hello, floor show.
Finnegan.
Archie, what's this about a floor show?
Well, if you must know, Miss Duffy, we're putting one on.
Oh, and you're hiding it from me, huh? Well, don't worry. I wouldn't sing in your floor show for a 10-foot pole.
Oh, that's... Well, that's too bad, Miss Duffy, but may I say that our loss is our gain?
Passing up a wonderful singer like me, a girl whose very teacher refers to her as the Nightingale.
You mean the Frightingale.
Who cares what you say? What do you know about music anyway?
I know as much as you do.
A lot, that is. Would you mind answering some musical questions, Mr. Toscanini?
Not at all. And by the way, just call me Costi.
Now, tell me, what's a treble?
A treble? That's when you sing and your voice quibbles.
Don't be silly. That's a trebolo.
Trebolo. Miss Duffy, tremulo.
Oh. Well, ask me something else.
Ask you? All right, tell me. What is a concerto?
That's a small accordion.
That's a concertina. A concerto, Miss Duffy, is a musical piece similar to a Sinatra, only played on etude.
Archie, what you don't know about music would fill a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah?
Hello, Miss Duffy. What's the matter? You look upset.
Oh, Archie won't let me sing. Imagine stifling my voice with its great big beautiful tones.
How many ears have you broken with them great big beautiful tones?
Oh, Miss Duffy, don't let Archie's opinion upset you.
Well, what do you think of my singing?
Don't let that upset you either. Hello, Archie.
Well, if it ain't singing Bob Graham. Hiya, Bob. Hey, what's them books?
Well, Archie, you know I started to go to college during the day.
College? Why, how splendid. Now, and you and me will have a lot more in common.
Did you go to college, Archie?
Constantly. Price college are you going to?
Well, my tuition is $25 a month.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a little higher education than I had. What subjects are you taking, kid?
Chemistry, English literature, French, algebra.
French and algebra, both? What do you need two languages for?
Archie, algebra is a form of math.
Oh, I guess I was thinking about Jerry. Anyways, Bob, I got a plan for a new floor show built all around you. See?
Mr. Gildersleeve, just come in.
Oh, this is our angel now, Bob. And if I swing this deal, you'll be the richest kid on the Krampus. You'll have enough dough to start your own sorority. I'll see you in a minute, kid. I can't keep such an important dignity waiting. Well, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Well, sir, it is indeed a grave pleasure to greet a businessman of your stature and girth. Welcome to the tavern.
Well, thank you. And whom have I the honor of addressing?
Whom? You, sir, have the honor of addressing none other whom than Archie, the manager.
Well, how do you do? And I'm Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, water commissioner of Summerfield. Although around here, I guess you've never heard of it.
What, Summerfield?
No, water.
Very amusing for a chamber of commerce. Well, glad to have you here. By the way, have a cigar.
Well, thanks. I'm dying for a smoke.
Oh, that's a good cigar. Duffy got it for voting for McKinley. go ahead, light it up.
No, thanks. I just gave up smoking.
Mr. Gildersleeve, now for a chat. Tell me, as one big businessman to another, speaking off the record, of course, you know, entrepreneur, regarding business conditions, how do you think the fiscal future of business is for trending?
Indeed I do, sir.
Well, I'm glad we see cheek to cheek. And what do you predict for the next 2 years?
Well, it's a matter of cycles.
Naturally. They ain't been making no cars. I'll bet you're kind of surprised at my business albumen, huh? But it happens that I am a man that always keeps his ears to the ground.
Oh, yes, you pick up a lot of dirt that way.
Yes, one does. Finnegan, Mr. Gildersleeve, this is Finnegan.
Very interesting. What do I do here, shake its hand or pat its head?
It's human, shake hands. Finnegan, Mr. Gildersleeve and me was just discussing business.
Oh, that's so. What game are you in, Gildersleeve, old man?
Well, I'm on the water commission.
Too bad. You ought to make them put you on a straight salary.
Well, enough business discussion, Finnegan. We'll meet you later on the corner of Dunn and Bradstreet. Now, Mr. Gildersleeve, I have a big proposition for you. But first, I got a treat for you. Hey, Bob Graham, sing a number for Mr. Gildersleeve, huh?
Okay, Art.
Gildy, this kid is a real find. Ultra talent. Did I say ultra? Nay, plus ultra. Just listen to him.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People we're in love.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, what did you think of it?
Well, as my nephew Leroy would say, hot, cha. I don't get it.
Now, Gildersleeve, would you like to invest some dough in a sensational floor show starring this kid?
Just a moment, sir. Are you suggesting that I, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, invest in a cheap theatrical venture? You, sir, have tremendous effrontery.
You, sir, have tremendous effrontery yourself. But now, let me tell you about this show.
No.
But Gildersleeve...
No.
Look, this would be a great deal for you. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Archie, the answer is no.
Again, that no. Gildy, look, comedy.
No.
Music.
No.
Chorus girls.
How much money would it take?
Well, let's see. Salaries, lights, scenery, costumes, revolving stage, $50. Tell you what. Make it $48. I'll work free.
You're in the show? What do you do?
Well, it's hard to explain. Mainly, I sell personality.
Oh, personality. How's business? Trouble with shortages? Yeah. No, Archie, let's forget the whole thing. Even a water commissioner shouldn't throw $50 down the drain.
Stop imitating me, will you? Now, listen, Gildy.
Hey, Archie. Oh, good evening.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, may I present you with Miss Duffy, the question to a maiden's prayer?
How do you do, Miss Duffy? may I say that in my opinion, you're an extremely attractive young lady?
Likewise, I'm sure. Tell me, Mr. Gildersleeve, are you an old maid?
Yeah, miss.
Are you a bachelor?
Yes, Miss Duffy. You know what they say, nobody loves a fat man.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm a nobody. You know, we could make a very cute couple. My pulchritude and your, vulcitude.
Well, how sweet of you, Miss Duffy. You know, my dear, you're a very wonderful girl.
Holy smoke, I never seen this happen before. Miss Duffy's finally got a nibble. And what a whopper. By the way, Mr. Gildersleeve, you know, if you should back our floor show, you and Miss Duffy could see a lot of each other. If you care for that sort of thing.
Well, I must say, that does make it more attractive. I'll tell you what, Archie. If I could just see this show...
You mean audition? Well, I wasn't quite prepared to...
Well, Archie, you don't want me to take a pig in the poke.
What does he think he's getting with Miss Duffy? Well, I'll see if I can whip something together and give you an idea. Be right with you, Gildy. Hey, Eddie, Finnegan, come here. We've got to put on a show for our angel here.
Archie, where is this angel of yours?
That's him sitting over there with his harpy. Okay, everybody. Now, we got to start the audition for Mr. Gildersleeve. Trumpets, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Duffy's Tavern presents Sawdust Capades of 1944. Now, tonight's show is completely unrehearsed and unspontaneous. And to start off the festivities, I take great pride in presenting that beloved Mirth Cap of Madness, your friend and mine, Archie. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On my way down here tonight, panhandler stopped me and says, could I have $2 for a cup of coffee? So I says, coffee is only a nickel. What's the extra money for? He says, sleeping tablets. Coffee keeps me awake. Well, so much for comedy. And now we present the new discovery, that famous waiter and singing garçon, Eddie Green.
They call me Sweet Buttercup, dear little buttercup, though I could never tell why. They call me Sweet Buttercup, dear little buttercup, sweet little buttercup I. Ah, they call me Sweet Buttercup. I don't look nothing like Buttercup, and though I could never tell why. Ah, baby, they call me Buttercup. I said Sweet Buttercup. Oh, little Buttercup I. That's all.
And thank you, Eddie Green. Gilbert Sullivan himself couldn't have done no better. Now, Finnegan, get ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Don't.
Okay. Now, friends, you have all seen Dunninger, the master of wizardry and mental telepathy. Well, tonight I will endeavor to duplicate Mr. Dunninger's occultry. I will read the mind of any volunteer from the audience. Is there any volunteers?
I'll volunteer.
Is there any volunteers?
I'll do it.
Won't some gentleman come up and assist me?
Hey, how about me?
I'll volunteer.
Why, thank you, stranger. Now, sir, step right up here. Now, folks, I have never seen this gentleman before in my life. Is that right, sir?
That's right, Arch.
Now, sir, concentrate on something. Anything. Now, I will read your mind. You are thinking of... Let me see now. A girl.
Right.
A beautiful girl. Why, it's Lana Turner. She's sitting on your lap. She puts her arms around you and she moves closer. 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 And then she...
Stop, Arch.
Huh?
Stop looking. We're entitled to some privacy.
Now, listen, stranger.
Pardon me, Archie.
Mr. Gildersleeve, how do you like it so far?
Well, with a lot of work and rehearsal, it may get to the point where it's just horrible. But I'm still going to back it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, that's swell of you.
On one condition, my friend. Come here, my dear.
Oh, yes, honey.
I want my little pigeon here to sing in the show.
Do you know that your little pigeon has a voice like a vulture?
Sir, you're speaking of the woman I love. I'm the backer, and my girl will have to be in the show.
In that case, Mr. Gildersleeve, you can take your dough and... Wait a minute. What am I saying? Of course, we'll be happy to have Miss Duffy in the show, but wouldn't you like her to sing first?
Why, she can't help having a beautiful voice.
Well, yes, it's very unusual. So leave us enjoy it. Go on over to the piano, Miss Duffy.
I'd be delighted.
What's the idea, Miss Duffy?
Well, don't you see? I build her up, he throws her out, and we still got to back it. Go ahead, Miss Duffy.
I'll walk alone. Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely.
Wonderful little pigeon.
Miss Duffy, stop. You don't want a water commissioner, lady. You want an air raid warden.
Well, now you see, Gildy, maybe after this you'll leave everything to me.
Yes, Archie, after this I'll leave everything to you. The picking of the talent, the staging of the show, the choosing of the costumes, and, oh yes, one other thing.
What?
The raising of the money. Good night.
Well, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's be here again next week, and our guest will be Larry Astor.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.